On Midwest Week, a wrap-up of this year's John Deere Classic. I'm Herb Trix, and my guest this week is Tom Johnston, sports writer for the Dispatch and Argus. Remind us, Tom, how many of these have you covered?
Too many, Herb.
Okay.
I think I'm pushing 35, 36, 37 of them now.
And all the different names going back all those many years.
In all the renditions of the local golf tournament. Yes, absolutely.
And how does this year compare to those in the past for weather, for golf, for attendance, or anything else you remember?
Oh, my gosh. I think, well, this was the driest, that's for sure. I think this was the first year that in 4 or 5 years that there has not been a rain event during play. Mm-hmm. Of the 4 days of the tournament. So it made for a different golf course. It was playing a little bit tougher because the fairways were firm. It made it play like a different golf course than some of the regulars had seen ever in the past. Mm-hmm. And part of that is credit to Alex Studeman and his staff for the job, his agronomy staff, for the job that they do on that course and where they have taken it. Each year, it just keeps getting better and better.
Okay, so tell us, who is Dylan Fratelli and what did he do before winning this year?
Well, we're still trying to figure out who he is. It turns out one of his claims to fame was he was a teammate of Jordan Spieth. Mm-hmm. At Texas when they were both in college. Kind of different career paths. Jordan obviously burst onto the scene here as a 19-year-old back in 2013. Since college, Dylan has played on the European Tour, won a couple times over there, won a couple other international events. This was his first PGA Tour win. So a little contrast in mm-hmm. career paths between the two, but they both share the John Deere Classic as their first PGA Tour titles.
Now, remind us, for winning the tournament, aside from a whole lot of money, what does that do for someone like Dylan Fratelli?
Sets his career path for at least the next 2 years. Mm-hmm. He got the check and the trophy, check for $1 million+, and not bad for a week's work, kind of in your category.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The trophy, 2-year exemption on tour, invitations into some of the major events, including the Masters, also got him into the British Open last week. Mm-hmm. He got on the charter the Sunday night of the John Deere Classic and was in Ireland playing fairly well the following week. So it gives him 2 years of PGA Tour playing privileges. That's the big thing that these guys really covet.
Now, did he lead during all 4 days, or did he come on strong at the end, or what?
He did not. You know what? He was one of those guys just kind of hovering. Mm-hmm. The first couple days, he was top 10, T10 after the first round. He was T11 after the second round, so he was just kind of there but not really in the picture. And then after the third round, he moved into fifth place. And, you know, once again, right there, and then able to make that move on Sunday. Mm-hmm. When some of the leaders were just kind of stagnant and hovering right around par.
So they played steadily, and he played better.
He did, yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, you got to give. He's got game. Obviously, if you can win on the PGA Tour, mm-hmm. you can obviously play the game, and we've seen it before here a number of times. He's the 23rd. Player to win his first tournament here in the Quad Cities, so he kind of fits the mold.
Yeah,
we'll see where it goes from here now.
It reminds me, does the PGA, is there one reason for having this tournament that it helps young players, you know, get their sort of their springboard into, doing better in the tour?
It just kind of works out that way. Some of it is strength of field. You know, we didn't have anybody in the top 50 of the official world golf rankings in the field this year. So without those guys being in the field, it kind of opens up mm-hmm. the invites for those farther down on the FedEx Cup list. And the guys just get here and something seems to click for these first-time winners once they see deer run. So
now, there have been some of the top names in the past, and still new people have won their
absolutely.
First.
Absolutely. Yeah. There is no guarantee that just because, you know, a quote-unquote name player is in the field, they're going to win it. We've been lucky enough to have Jordan Spieth win it a couple times. We've been, Brian Harman has done well, Steve Stricker, mm-hmm. Zach Johnson, the old guard, as you say. But this tournament is still known and probably always will be for jump-starting PGA Tour careers. So.
Now, wasn't this also sort of an anniversary for the John Deere Classic?
Not for the John Deere Classic. The big one is next year. Next year is number 50 for the tournament here in the Quad Cities. This year was the 20th tournament played at TPC Deer Run.
Oh, okay.
Doesn't seem possible that it's already been 20 years since that course opened, but it was a great tournament, and they were really able to showcase a much improved golf course from when it opened in 2000 for the first tournament out at Deer Run.
And how crucial do you think it is that John Deere is continuing to sponsor this tournament? Would it exist still without it?
Not a chance.
Mm-hmm.
The only small market event left on the PGA Tour, the relationship between Deere, PGA Tour, and the golf tournament, that three-pronged relationship has worked out great for all three parties. Deer Run wouldn't be here without John Deere. The golf tournament wouldn't be here without Deere & Company. So it's been an absolutely awesome relationship for Deere and for the community, and it pays off, with $13+ million funneling through the tournament back to local charities every year. And the PGA Tour loves that because that's kind of their soapbox is the charity dollars and how much they can give back. Mm-hmm. And when you've got the smallest market on the PGA Tour being the third largest donation into the PGA Tour charitable coffers, PGA Tour likes that a lot.
And remind us, Tom, what does John Deere get out of it? I mean, certainly there's a lot of green in these broadcasts, but why would the company still continue to do this?
Well, it's a business partnership for them and exposure. All of their equipment is on the TPC courses worldwide.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're up to 50-some TPC courses now that TPC-affiliated or TPC-owned, PGA Tour-owned golf courses, all John Deere equipment on those facilities. PGA Tour likes having that relationship and that agreement to get the equipment on the grounds, and obviously a lot of exposure for Deere during the PGA Tour season.
Mm-hmm.
Every golf broadcast, you see John Deere commercials on TV. That's part of the deal, and that's worldwide exposure, not just in the United States. And if you're a business magnate like that, you've got to love that exposure.
And how about the television? There's a Golf Channel for a couple of days, and it's one of the major networks.
CBS picks it up on the weekends.
Does that help the tournament? It seems like it's only a couple hours each day, and yet the whole tournament is many hours longer each day.
Oh, absolutely. But, that's the TV agreement that is in place. There are a couple extra hours on the weekends, on Saturday and Sundays, that Golf Channel has leading into the CBS broadcast. There are replays. But once again, that's worldwide exposure for the Quad Cities, for Deer & Company, for the John Deere Classic.
I didn't see any blimp this year, but some years we do get the blimp.
We do get the blimp. I didn't even, now that you said that, I'm thinking, you're right. But I'm not sure what had happened there, if it was out there. You're right. Now that I think about it, I don't remember seeing it. But it didn't seem to affect the broadcast coverage. It seemed like it was, a good show on TV. And once again, the Quad Cities put on a good face for the rest of the world.